भगवते वासुदेवाय.
We're reading this morning Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the second chapter. These are the prayers by the demigods for Lord Krishna in the womb. Text 33, which is the eighth of their prayers. There are 16 shlokas, so this is number 8, halfway through. So text 33, a translation. O Madhava, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord of the Goddess of Fortune, if devotees completely in love with you sometimes fall from the path of devotion, they do not fall like non-devotees, for you still protect them. Thus they fearlessly traverse the heads of their opponents and continue to progress in devotional service. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Devotees generally do not fall down, but if circumstantially they do, the Lord, because of their strong attachment to Him, gives them protection in all circumstances. Thus, even if devotees fall down, they are still strong enough to traverse the heads of their enemies. We have actually seen that our Krishna consciousness movement has many opponents, such as the deprogrammers, who instituted a strong legal case against the devotees. We thought that this case would take a long time to settle, but because the devotees were protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we unexpectedly won the case in one day. Thus, a case that was expected to continue for years was settled in a day because of the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had promised in Bhagavad Gita 9:31, Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhokta Pranasyati, O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. In history, there are many instances of devotees like Chitraketu, Indradyumna, and Maharaj Bharata, who circumstantially fell down, but were still protected. Maharaj Bharata, for example, because of his attachment to a deer, thought of the deer at the time of death, and therefore in his next life he became a deer. Yam yam bhavi smaram bhavam chajat jante kalevaram. Because of protection by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, the deer remembered his relationship with the Lord and next took birth in a good brahminical family and performed devotional service. Ashuchinam srimatam gehe yoga brashto vijayate. Similarly, Chitraketu fell down and became a demon, Vritrasura, but he too was protected. Thus, even if one falls down from the path of bhakti yoga, one is ultimately saved. If a devotee is strongly situated in devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has promised to protect him. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. But even if a devotee circumstantially falls down, he is protected by Madhava. The word Madhava is significant. Ma, Mother Lakshmi, the mother of all opulences, is always with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if a devotee is in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the opulences of the Lord are ready to help him. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishno, Yatra Parto Dhanurdhara. Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Nityar Matir Mama, Bhagavad Gita 18:78. Wherever there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and his devotee Arjuna Partha, there is victory, opulence, extraordinary power, and morality. The opulences of a devotee are not a result of karma, kanda, vichara. A devotee is always protected by all of the Supreme Lord's opulences, of which no one can deprive him. Tesham nityabhiyuktanam yugakshemam vahamyaham. Thus a devotee cannot be defeated by any opponents. A devotee, therefore, should not deviate knowingly from the path of devotion. The adherent devotee is assured all protection from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tata nite madhava tavaka kvachit brasyanti margatva hi baddha saurita tvayabhi gupta vicharanti nirbhaya vinayakani kapa muradasu prabho. So here, tavaka, those who are yours, the devotees, tatata ne tatanate, they are not like those. Those means the ones in the previous verse who fall down. This is the last of four verses in these prayers which has been describing the path of devotional service, or how to get free from material bondage and obtain the lotus feet of Krishna. So we have learned that one has to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. That when those lotus feet are compared to a boat, one gets on that boat and the ocean of material existence shrinks down to the size of a water in the hoof print of a calf, that this boat has been prepared by the previous acharyas, and the nature is that even though it goes to the other shore, they leave it behind at the same time for others to get aboard. Anyway, the ocean is a calf's hoof print, so the boat can be on both ends at the same time. The boat becomes a bridge. So this is the way to go. Then the last verse, previous verse, talked about those who try to go up to achieve transcendence by their own methods. Instead of taking advantage of what has been given by Krishna in the previous charyas, they try to pull themselves up by their own bootlaces or bootstraps. Those are called vimukti mananas. In their own opinion, they are liberated. But they haven't taken shelter of Krishna. Because avishuddha buddhaya, their intelligence is still contaminated. So although they go so high, arucha krishchena param padam tata, and even achieve what is considered by them to be param padam, the highest, that is merging into Brahman, patanti ado, they fall back down. Patanti means they fall. They go up even to the Brahma Jyoti, they think, I am so advanced, now I've become God. But patanti ada. Why? Anadrita yusmad angrayaha. Because they have neglected the shelter of your lotus feet. So much for them. Now, they fall down, but then this verse says, tata na te, but not those who are yours. Madhavatavaka kvachit. In no circumstances They are not like them. Tatha means these devotees who are yours, they are not like them. So this verse says, if the devotee by some way should fall down, generally they don't, but if they should fall down, they do not undergo the ordinary course of material existence because you still protect them. And they are able to traverse over the heads of Vinayaka Anikapa, an army of opponents or obstacles. So this is the difference. It may this is describing the path of devotional service. Those who think they have achieved the parampadam by other means, they patantiyada, they fall down. But if it is seen that someone who has taken shelter of your lotus feet seems to fall down because of some circumstance, don't think that they've lost your protection. They're still protected by you. So let's see how Prabhupada discusses this. He says, devotees generally do not fall down, but if circumstantially, they do so. So twice in this purport, Prabhupada has used this expression, circumstantial fall down. Three times, actually, circumstantially. But if circumstantially they do, Mahaj Bharata, who circumstantially fell down, but even if a devotee circumstantially falls down. So what does he mean, circumstantially? Means because of circumstances only. This is not a person who has actually abandoned the process of devotional service, but is actually situated and is actually has real affection for Krishna. They have love for Krishna. They have remembered. Where does he say like this? He says somewhere what the. Just a second. If a devotee is strongly situated in devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has promised to protect him. So this means person has become strongly situated. He's fixed on the path of devotional service. But even after becoming fixed on the path of devotional service, and most of the dirty things have been removed from the heart, still it can be seen that it's a dangerous place, the material world. And you can slip. And so here, there are three cases mentioned of advanced devotees who still seem to fall down. So let's look at these instances. One, Chitraketu. Two, Indradyumna. And three, Maharaj Bharata. Now, what happened to Chitraketu? Does anyone remember? Yes, Malika? Yeah. Yeah, one of the gardens in that area. Uh-huh. Pleasure gardens of the demigods. Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. He was Maharaj Chitraketu. He was a king of Gandharvas. And was a very advanced devotee. So there, he was struck by an incongruity. Shiva was in a place, he was surrounded by many great sages who were all fixed in a vow of brahmachari. But he was consorting intimately with Parvati, who was on his lap. And he saw this and he laughed. He was struck by the incongruity of all these brahmacharis and everything sitting there worshipping Shiva, who had Parvati on his lap. So it struck him as amusing. And he laughed. Now, Lord Shiva didn't think any. He thought it was funny, too. But Parvati took offense. She thought her husband was being criticized. And so she cursed Chittaketu. Now, this is a very minor kind of an offense. But nevertheless, her curse was powerful. And she cursed him. What happened to him? He became what? She cursed him to become a demon. And so he became the demon Vritrasura, who was produced out of the fire of sacrifice when the demons wanted, got together and were trying to fight, were having another fight with their traditional enemies, the Devatas, and they needed a powerful weapon. And so out of the fire sacrifice of Tvasta, this demon was produced. So that this is the subject of the eighth canto, how they fought. But what we discover in the big battle between Vritrasura and Indra, when we inspect the various things that are going on and their sentiments, that Indra was actually much more materialistically motivated than Vritrasura. And Vritrasura was always Krishna conscious and was not at all, his devotional service was undisturbed, even though he had to take this role of a demon and fight against Indra. He exhibited always a spirit of detachment and devotion, whereas Indra was actually quite materially attached. So in that story, if you examine the mentalities, it turns out that although officially Indra is the devotee and Vritrasura is the demon, and their mentalities, Vritrasura is the devotee and Indra is like the demon. That's what happens. So here at Chitraketu, even though it would look like a disaster that he became this demon, he actually made great spiritual advancement, went back home, back to Godhead, and was not at all inconvenienced by ultimately being defeated by Indra. That's the story in the eighth canto. So there, something worst thing that can happen, going from being a king of the Gandharvas to a fierce demon to oppose the demigods. Demons are called Indrari, the enemies of Indra. Krishna comes Indrari Vakulam Lokam Mirayanti Yuge Yuge. He comes millennium after millennium to defeat the enemies of Indra. So, but this enemy of Indra was still a devotee. So that's one instance, Chittaketu. So he was very advanced, and it looks like because of this transgression, he fell down. So this is circumstantial. See, this is called a circumstantial fall down. It was not that he plotted a fall down. It was not that he was weak at all in his Krishna consciousness. But he it just so happened that circumstances combined that he laughed at the wrong time. And he shouldn't have done it. But anyway, it happened. So that's a circumstantial fall down. Next, Indrajumna. Does anybody know what happened to Indrajumna? Yeah? Yeah, may you become an elephant. That's right. He became an elephant, Gajendra.